Ventnor City Planning Board Meeting, June 11th, 2025.
June 11th, 2025, Ventnor Planning Board Meeting in session. Please rise for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone that's here. First item is going to be adoption of the minutes of April 28th, 2025. Does anyone on the board have any changes to recommend to the minutes? Well, before we do that, roll call. I apologize. Would you please do the roll call?
Commissioner Langraff.
Here.
Joe Ianazelli.
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tocco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Greer Gaskell.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett. Absent are Mayor Kribel, Jay Cook, and Jessica Stilley.
Thank you. Back to the minutes. Does anyone on the board have any changes to recommend to the minutes?
Make a motion, we approve.
Yes, can I have a motion to adopt?
I thought I just made it.
And a second? All right. Is all those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? One abstention, okay. Next item of business is adoption of resolutions. We have two. P14-2025, Robert Cusimano and Julie Manzano. P15-2025, Dorothy Ponzio, 808 North Harvard Avenue. Do board members have any changes to the resolutions? Seeing none, can I have a motion? Second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Abstentions?
Two.
And Ms. Salata. And Lorraine. Okay, we have a change to our agenda. Would our attorney please mention that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, board members and members of the public, the application of Stephen Lisa Landau involving the property of 5107 Winchester Avenue, Block 100, Lot 13, will not be heard tonight. It has been postponed until the July 9, 2025 meeting. The applicant will provide new notice and re-advertise the application. If you're here for that, you're certainly welcome to stay, but you're also welcome to leave as well.
Okay. Our first application and only application tonight is Nancy Acherbo, 501 North Somerset Ave. And if I mispronounced the name, I forgive me. Yes?
Good evening. I am Emmanuel Sanfilippo, attorney with the law firm of Neiman Davis and Goldstein, here representing the applicant tonight, Nancy Acherbo. And with me as well is Keith Peacock, the architect for the project, who prepared the plans that were submitted with the application. And he has also brought large-scale copies of them as well for illustration purposes.
Could you have Mr. Peacock stand up?
Yes.
Could you please have him swear in?
Mr. Peacock, and I might as well swear, Mr. McLaurin, do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you'll provide tonight will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Are you accredited architect in the state of New Jersey?
I am.
Based on that, we will prove your credentials and accept what you have to say as testimony. Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you. The property that is the subject of this application is located at 516 North Somerset Avenue, otherwise known as Lot 9 and Block 284 on the City of Ventnor tax map, which is located in the R2 Residential Zoning District. The applicant filed this application by cover letter from my office dated April 9, 2025, which was also supplemented by cover letter from my office dated April 21, 2025, and was subsequently scheduled for hearing this evening, June 11. Notice that this application was published in the Press of Atlantic City on May 31, 2025 and sent to property owners within 200 feet as required by the Municipal Land Use Law on May 29, 2025. By letter dated June 4th, my office provided proof of the same to the board administrator. As such, this board does have jurisdiction to hear this application. Very generally, the applicant is proposing to renovate the existing home and construct additions to the front and rear of the home in the form of enlarging the covered porch and adding a new 260-square-foot enclosed four-season room in the rear. In connection with the proposed development, the applicant requires C variance relief pursuant to NJSA 40:55D-70C2 in order to permit the front yard setback to the porch of 14.1 feet, where 15 feet is required, and the current front yard setback is approximately 20 feet. Additionally, the applicant requires the relief in order to permit a rear yard setback of 12 feet, where 15 feet is required, and the current rear yard setback is 25 feet. The applicant submits that this proposal is a market improvement over existing conditions, specifically that this location is appropriate for the proposed development because there's similar characteristics in the neighborhood with regard to the design of the property. The new improvements will promote a desirable visual environment in the fact that the applicant desires to provide additional landscaping and will maintain the same throughout the course of her tenure at that property. Lastly, the proposed development makes efficient use of the land because the applicant is intending to expand her living space without, you know, having to do a full tear down and reconstruction or any other form of substantial changes. Although variance relief is required, the property just meets the threshold for lot depth, so any expansion of the existing structure would almost certainly necessitate variance relief for setbacks. However, even with the additions proposed, the applicant is still only proposing a building coverage of 28.3%, where 40 is permitted under the ordinance, and a lot coverage of 49.3%, where 65 is otherwise permitted by the code, thus leaving the property plenty of open space. Additionally, the proposed development exceeds landscaping requirements already, 25% being the required minimum and 50.7% is proposed. And again, the applicant is very desirous of maintaining landscaping. She fashions herself as a gardener of sorts and very much so wants the property to be visually beautiful to passersby. The applicant intends to comply with the comments in the board professional's review memo, save for the requirement to construct a new four-season room at base flood elevation plus 4. The applicant requests a waiver of this requirement as the new room would be elevated higher than the rest of the existing structure, and the applicant is not proposing to raise any portion of the existing structure in connection with the application. That's all I have. I will now let our architect demonstrate what he has prepared on the plans and what you can expect to see with this proposed development. Apologies.
Thank you.
A little difficult to see from your distance, but I just prepared, these are a couple of images of the existing property for those of you that haven't actually figured it out.
Could you speak into the microphone, please?
Sure.
You can take that.
You can pull it off.
You can pull it off.
There we go.
Yes, much better. Thank you.
As I was saying, so these are a couple of images of the existing property out there now. Just to get those of you that actually visited the property, you get a sense of it's a corner property and you can see that it's nicely maintained at the moment with the wire fence all around it. So it's a very well kept property to start with. When you look at the porch here, is where we're going to do an addition here. We're going to bring the same roof line forward, so the aesthetic of the house is going to improve that aesthetic from the street curb appeal side. So this is what's in your packet as well for the lot, and you can see where we're looking to add. This is the front of the house. We're going to change the porch here, and we're adding this piece to the back door for the four-season room. We essentially how this roof line is just going to continue to fall. So So when you look at the front of the house, we have this roof line there now. We're going to bring this forward to give this full porch across. And again, it's not changing the roof line of the building, the house. It's just going to enhance it by bringing it forward and make it more appealing to the front porch. The same with the addition on the back, we're seeing off the back of the property. So this is the porch out here, and then the four seasons across the back. So it's a pretty simple change in the property, but it's going to improve the appeal of the property to the neighbors, and not really, it's going to do anything detrimental to what's already in the existing.
Do any board members have any questions immediately? Because I would like to have our planner, engineer, give his report. Just real quickly, do you want to mark any of those as exhibits?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to just do the whole thing collectively as A1?
Yeah, that's fine.
And how many pages is it?
Three.
Three? Thank you.
Two of which are in this publication.
You want to mark that for me?
Thank you, board members. My report is based on the application of Nancy Acerbo, 516 North Somerset Avenue, Block 284, Lot 9. Engineering plan report, seeking C variances located in the R2 Single Family Zoning District. This is a corner property, so you're subject to two different front yard setbacks based on north, south, and east, west. The only one being affected is north, south, which is closest to Somerset. As the attorney mentioned, representing the applicant, there are two variances applied for, and there are two variances that I confirmed in my report. Front yard setback to the deck or the porch, whereas 15 feet or 5 foot encroachment is the minimum required front yard setback for all decks and porches, and 14.1 feet is proposed. So they have almost a foot of a variance being sought. Rear yard setback to the building, whereas 15 feet is the minimum required setback, and 25 feet exists and 12 feet is proposed. Just a couple questions I have. The Four Seasons room, that means it's going to be habitable space year-round, yep. Conditioned, heated, cool?
Correct.
Okay.
And the existing house does have the smart vents in the foundation of the part of the house.
I'm sorry.
The existing house, the structure that is there now, has smart vents in the foundation.
They do have smart vents?
Okay.
Yeah, my only comment is this is 6.1 feet below where it's supposed to be, elevation-wise. But if you meet the substantial flood or substantial improvement requirements versus the substantial damage, it's up to our floodplain manager, but you will get a report on that. You should be okay. I did talk to Eric earlier, but that is the only concern I have. And again, the lot is a nice sized corner lot. They do meet all the requirements for the coverages. So I do like how that porch being brought out provides some more additional relief. And if you think about it, a 5 foot permitted encroachment for a porch, 5 foot's really not enough. That's all I have. And you're seeking a waiver for a landscape.
Correct.
Right. And your house is already landscaped, so. And that the board would like to see maybe a couple trees here and there. Yeah. It's up to the board.
That is a good idea. Have you had a chance to read our planner's report?
Yes.
And do you have any, do you concur with it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Board members, any questions?
I mean, we can approve the variances, but if the floodplain manager doesn't approve the substantial improvement,
Have you talked to Dino about that question? Our floodplain manager, have you talked to Dino Cavalieri about that?
I myself have not spoken with Dino specifically.
So basically what our floodplain allows you to do is 50% of the building structure's value, you're allowed to improve without elevating the house or floodproofing it. In this case, it would be elevating the home. So you think those improvements will be less than 50% of the value of just the structure?
Yes, we actually did have an appraisal performed to gauge whether or not we would exceed the 50% threshold.
So you had that on your mind already? We don't want you to go through all this and then go down to Dino and he's like, oh no, you can't do that.
Yes, thankfully, we are aware at least of the cost of improvements, cost of the properties.
I'd just like to make a comment though, Commissioner. If they have to elevate that room for any reason, that variance, if they get a variance tonight, that carries for a higher elevation too.
Okay, good.
And they still need the variance.
They still need a variance, but if they have to raise it.
It's a setback issue, right?
I mean, fortunately, that's a job that can be phased and do one this year and one next.
So one thing that we did here in Ventnor was that the state came in, the feds actually came in under FEMA and said, if you do more than 50% of the home's value in a 10-year period, you have to elevate the home.
Okay.
We reduced that to 1 year.
Okay.
So what that's doing is allowing these kind of improvements to our existing housing stock, keeping some of the older homes in the city, and that's something we've strived to do. You're going to have your teardowns. You're going to have people want a different home. They're going to do that. I like seeing this just as much as I like seeing a new home. I like Mrs. Acerbo, I like the fact that you're trying to keep this property here, make it work for you and your family. So I guess I'm tipping my hat. I don't have any issues with this, with these variances. And again, I like seeing keeping the homes.
Thank you, Commissioner.
So I have a question. The 50% is based on today's market or the day of the flood?
Today.
Today.
Right. Gives them a little more.
Way more. You're good.
But also, if they have a claim in for substantial damage, that gets added in there for substantial improvement.
Right.
Yeah.
So hopefully you didn't have a claim.
Any other board questions? I do have a question. With the addition in the back, it would be consistent with the porch of the neighbor in the back in terms of distance from the property line. Is there any chance of possibly tweaking the distance of encroachment a little bit? You know, At 12, could you stretch it a little bit towards 15 and not have to have a variance, or is that going to be impossible?
Well, I think it makes it a little challenging to furnish that room when we do that.
Okay.
The process is understanding that room width is, I think, it's a furniture game. You have room width plus social.
Sure. Our goal is always to eliminate variances, so we have to ask. All right. If there's no other questions, I'd like to open it up to the public. Is there anyone in the public that would like to comment on this application? Seeing no one coming forward, no one asking, I think I will close the public portion of the meeting. Any last comments that you'd like to make?
Thank you for your time, and I appreciate reviewing the application and decision the board comes to tonight. Thank you.
Sure, you don't want to stretch the meeting. This is going to set a record for the quickest meeting we've ever had.
It's never a good idea to stretch the meeting longer than it needs to be.
All right.
Cut it short, Jack.
Board members, last time. Any questions, any comments? Then I'll turn it over to our attorney. Please frame a resolution for the board to consider.
Is the board okay voting on both of these variances together?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what we would be looking for is a motion and a second to approve a front yard setback to the deck slash porch of 14.1 feet, where 15 feet is requested, together with a rear yard setback to the primary building of 15 feet, where 12 feet is required.
Isn't that switched?
Yes.
12 feet proposed, 15 feet proposed.
12 feet, you're right, I apologize. So a rear yard setback, let me clarify that, to the primary building of 12 feet, where 15 feet is required. Subject to a landscape waiver, Roger, do they have any obligation to provide anything post-approval?
No.
Okay. And subject to our normal conditions, I would also recommend, you know, obviously it is subject to outside approvals. I would like to build in the approval is conditioned upon and subject to the approval of the floodplain manager here in the city. and with a condition or something in the resolution that will say that the variance, should you have to raise whatever you're doing, the variance will be okay if the structure has to be raised as well.
Motion?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Will the board administrator do the roll call, and when you respond, please state your reasons for your vote.
Commissioner Langriff?
I think it's an aesthetic improvement to the property, and I do like the fact that we're keeping an existing home here on the island. The lot coverage is well under what's permitted on the parcel, which keeps our permeable surfaces in on the lot. Like I said, keeping existing home, no negative impact on neighbors. They're not here. They must not have an issue with the project. I think it's an aesthetic improvement to the property, so I vote yes.
Joe Iannuzzelli?
I agree with Commissioner Langriff. I'm just improving the property. Seeing that it's a corner lot, that helps. I wasn't really expecting anything negative. Things went very well in the neighborhood.
Reverend Zabi Hutch?
I also give my vote of approval for this application. It's a nice, you know, improvement. Even though we didn't discuss, hopefully, when you do some landscaping, you consider a tree or two, because it's always nice to have more trees in our neighborhood. And other than that, thank you.
Lorraine Salata?
Yeah, I don't think there's any real downside to this plan. I agree with Roman. I would like to see some trees. I don't know why we didn't bring it up, but it would be a nice gesture. I will approve it because I think it's a good improvement to the property.
Dan Smith III?
I'll vote in favor of the application. I don't see any negative impact. The Florida room in the back will be a nice touch, and the porch in the front will break it up on the front area. Coverage is good. And I think it adds to your ability to enjoy your home. So I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen?
I have no objection to this property. Similar to this years ago, it's great that it's on the corner because you feel like it's bigger than it really is. I would like to see a couple of trees, but I agree.
Peter Taco?
I'll also vote in favor of the application. I think that the aesthetic improvements to the property will enhance that home and the neighborhood, and I don't see any detriment to granting the variances.
Tim Coop?
I also approve. I think the project fits well with the house and will be a good improvement. I see no detriments in the variances that we're granting, and I would join the tree club of requesting some trees.
Mayor Gasco?
Bravo, yes. That's what I said. It's a nice little addition for the outer path.
And Wendy Bartlett?
I'll also vote in favor of the application. And the variances are de minimis, and the coverages are still way under what's required.
Thank you. That's it. You are approved. I have to say,
thank you.
You provided enough justification for the variance relief. So congratulations. And
thank you.
Trees.
Trees are up.
Well, board members, any new business we'd like to discuss?
Chairman, just a heads up, and you're already aware because I copied you on an email. Jim Rutella, our planning consultant that helped us with our last master plan, advised that next year our master plan update is due every 10 years. So 2026 is when that is due to be, not a full master plan, but we will do a re-examination of it. So we'll start that process, and he'll be in here on August 9th.
The first meeting in August.
First meeting in August. So he'll be here to start talking to you guys about the process.
13.
And what we'll do then is probably break off into a committee. The chairman and folks will get a committee together to work on that document, bring it back to us, review the last one, I would suggest. Roman's already put together a page of things he wants to address, which is great. Look at the old one, take a look at it, see what you guys think about making suggestions. The master plan is a unique document. It is yours. It is the planning board's document that got the city commission on how to write ordinances. So the stuff that we see, and Roger can help you with this too, the variances that we grant all the time. Especially, I see one of the ones that Roman talks about is out on the bay, Harvard Avenue, some of the properties on Winchester Avenue, where we consistently grant variances for either front yard or bulkhead setbacks. We should look at those areas differently. We do that in Brigantine. You've seen that. I think you've done a couple things over there, Chris. Where when you're on the bay and you have a bulkhead there, you have a reduced setback. You can take decks right to that. You can move first and second floor decks further and closer to that bay area. So we could write that into the new ordinances. So if we're okay with that happening, which seems like we are because we're granting a lot of that relief, they don't have to come to the board. You know, that's something that it's an expense. You know, that application tonight probably costs $5,000 to $6,000. So if we're okay with that kind of relief, then I think we should amend our regs, and that comes through the master plan.
And to concur with what good commissioner is saying is that this update should be sort of like a summary so that any board member can review it and say, okay, I have an idea of where we're going, so that when we do have our meetings, we know what direction we're going. I mean, is what being proposed, the change being proposed, does it meet where we want to go in the future? Because right now we're doing site-specific and looking at the circumstances, but we're not always looking at what's it going to mean to the city 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. So hopefully this update will be sort of like a cheat sheet for us in terms of what we want as a, you know, in terms of master plan, right? That vision, where do we want to go?
Well, every variance that comes before us, the second part of the criteria that they have to address is that change consistent with our master plan? And that's one of the things we want to make sure we put in these documents, that, all right, we want newer homes, we want also homes to be maintained in the city. And that's something that is in our master plan now. You'll encourage folks to renovate existing homes. When they can, here's the parameters for a new home. So those types of things help us if someone does need relief as well.
And our current master is a rather bulky document. I know that it doesn't encourage someone to say, I'm going to explore it in detail. You sort of want to leaf through it and go, okay, I get an idea. So let's make it easier for all of us. Anything else?
I just want to bring up something. I noticed when I'm riding my bike in the market, there's a lot more trees on each block than, because everyone that comes in here builds a house, they ask for a tree variance or exception. Why do we get a grant? Because the water's going to come over and...
I think it's views. I think everybody, that's been before we've been in office. That's been a long-standing, trees in the beach block people's views. That was what I understood. I don't disagree with you.
I just see a lot of trees in Market, yeah, on beach block. And I don't know why we don't have the trees. They don't have to be, trees.
Yeah, and I always bring this up. We don't have parking for people if they want to go to the beach. If you're three blocks, four blocks, like me, five blocks from the beach, I just can't get into a car and just park so I can go to the beach. You have to walk it. And after you've spent 2-3 hours on the beach in the sun, nothing like walking and having concrete, you know, blast you with heat as you're walking back to where you... When you're hitting those trees, it is so comforting. So I think it behooves us to see if we can plant more trees on our streets to bring that relief, because I think it will make everyone love being in Ventnor even that much more if they go to the beach.
So they use trees in Sweden that sucks up carbon, and it reduced a major street carbon footprint substantially. Mm-hmm. It's something to consider.
Also, if I may add to that, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying, is we often get pushback when we ask for trees from people that are not on the beach block.
Right.
Frequently, they don't want trees. They use the view as a lovely excuse, but they don't want the leaves. They don't want the dogs peeing on them. There's like a million reasons that the less green they have around their house, the happier they are. Now, we know that because we get a lot of pushback every time we say, you gotta have a tree, you got two trees, a governor's strip. It's just more maintenance, and they don't want it. So I think to say, well, it kills the view, is a very handy excuse.
That's right. I don't disagree. I think we could certainly start enforcing that and say, look, next ones are coming in, start. It's a requirement now.
Yeah.
It's just our philosophy towards it. If we want trees there,
if
you're coming in for relief, that's when you can impose it.
If I hold back the clock long enough from when I first got on the board, and I mean, that's gotta be what, 25, 30 years ago, I think we were asking for trees in beach walk on occasion, not every time. And they just did it. And little by little, there's been so much sanding, we lost a lot of trees, so nobody wanted to replant new ones. They started with the excuse, the view, the neighbors screamed, but I think we have it in our power to put that back in place, and I think it's
good. Well, so I don't feel like a hypocrite. I've planted four trees in my front yard.
I got two. When I came in for my deck before I was on county commission, yeah. I put two trees in. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the purple plums, they grow yeah. slow. They don't pull up your sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I mean, two of my neighbors put them in.
Roger has the list of appropriate mm-hmm. trees for our city, you know, that create the least amount of damage. And I think that's glad to hear the enthusiasm that we're expressing about trees in the city. And the look of it, the more trees, the more attractive that will become.
And I think our green team is actually promoting more of that now as well.
Right.
They've come to us with a, I don't know if it's a shade tree ordinance or something like that, or it's some suggestions in our rules to encourage more green in the city.
If we had trees going down Dorset Avenue from Wellington to the bridge, we would change the look of Dorset Avenue.
So we've been trying to get funding for a streetscape for that area. For not just the commercial, but the whole section. It's a county road, so that's part of the issue. They don't want the trees, one. Two, they don't want to participate in funding a streetscape project. So we're on our own. They'll sign off on it as long as they get oversight. So we're still fighting for that. We've requested, Jim Rattel is working on another grant for it right now, so.
Every time we bring up the county, I hear, They don't want, but they don't listen to us.
They don't want to take care of the trees they planted 50 years.
They've been better of late. I will say, I just had an email conversation with Jared Del Rosso, the county administrator, with regard to the new traffic signals that we put in on our side of Ventnor Avenue. We're going to be able to tie them. Anybody driven Ventnor Avenue since the new lights have been in, and you can ride literally from Longport to Atlantic City without stopping?
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic, right? I take that more than Atlantic Avenue did. It's just because they're all, unless a car's coming to the side street, they have sensors, they have cameras that have a sensor that is up in the cloud and does it automatically and it changes the lights. None of these loop systems in the road would fail at the time. So they're going to allow us to tie into that same system with the five lights that we put in. That'll be a lot easier to three-step.
And it may be a small point, but the last time the county did a master plan update, the only municipal representatives that showed up were Jay and I.
Yeah.
So at least we care about them. Yeah. They should care about us a little bit more.
I have trees in front of my house, the county planted, and you can't get them to come out and cut them. The one is hanging over both lanes of traffic, of course. You're
going to
get a storm that's going to come down the middle of the street. They don't want to hear it.
Hmm. And I know we've always said we can raise Wellington because of the flooding situation.
Of course,
county says no way.
Our guys
they may change something.
They're going to have.
You had something.
Have we found a quick get a list of contractors for the government to replace the place? Would I just possibly say put some trees on my house? That's
the building
one out.
So it's hard for us to recommend a business instead of, you know, going a bike from 4A Bikes. I can say that because I don't want it. But
many times.
But we can't. That's you showing preferential treatment to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look around town and the folks that do work for us, for the city. I mean, they put signs on the stuff. I think Brown is one of our landscapers. I think Langs does some stuff for us. So they're two of the bigger ones, but there's landscapers all over the place that you can find. But
You're right, you don't know if you're getting a good one or not.
Yeah, we'll have to pick up.
I wouldn't go to Home Depot and pick out a tree, that would not be the place I would go to pick.
We do have a gentleman in our audience, would you like to say anything to us?
Yes, yes, I would, thank you very much, sir.
My name is Richard Gober, I live at 26 North Hillside Avenue. I have not attended a meeting, and I cannot even remember, I think it was the redevelopment about 20 years ago. But I actually had come to speak on the item tonight that was not heard tonight. And quite frankly, you know, I'm very happy to be part of North Beach, and I'm very happy to hear that you're getting ready to look at the master plan again. And the only thing that I would love to encourage the board to keep in the back of their mind is we really love the old houses that we have in the town. We're not totally opposed to a new home. I mean, that application on Atlantic Avenue, when I first saw it, I thought that I rode down the street because it was one little tiny lot, and I thought that's what it was, but it's a mammoth house. I mean, it's huge that they're going to tear down, but they're going to keep a single-family dwelling. And the people that live in our area are totally in favor of what the master plan was drawn many years ago. It was reviewed many years ago, and it says single-family dwelling. So what we're opposed to is we hope that we will not see situations, because we know that starts setting precedent. That happened on 14 South Hillside. We were very disappointed with that, because it was a single-family house, and it got converted to a duplex. We all know the parking problems. We know, you know, we've heard all our life that, oh, it's going to be summer residents, and they won't have anybody in the schools. But I have a house across the street from me that has two children in the school. It was a summer, now that we're paying $20-some thousand a year, Lenny City High School. So my only, I am happy to see that meeting for the master plan. Is the public allowed to be heard and speak on that?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
We'll convene a committee. The committee will come up with ideas, and then we'll have a meeting with the public to hear their comments.
Well, we appreciate it. Quite frankly, on behalf of all the people from Ventnor, many of you that don't ever receive a thank you for everything you're doing for the residents of Ventnor. It's sincerely appreciated. I love living here. I'm very proud to be a resident here, and so thank you very much for giving me that brief opportunity to speak. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Yes.
Is it a thank you and a hug?
And a hug, you know, that's, you know. You.
I didn't know if you gave them
a hug. I got a sign. Only has a sign.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Hugs, everybody, at Christmas.
If there's no other business, can I hear a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All right. Meeting closed.
Yeah.